USA Radio News with John Hunt.
We've got another mayor speaking out against the upcoming ICE raids. USA's Rick Vincent has more.
Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot says city officials there will not help with the ICE immigration raids, she tells CNN.
I think the thing that I am obligated to do is to speak our values. Our values are not about terrorizing. It's not about demonizing individuals who are productive members of our community.
Other mayors have made similar comments.
Violent clashes broke out after several thousand people marched in Hong Kong against traders from mainland China in what is fast becoming a summer of unrest in that territory. After issuing a warning, police moved to disperse the crowd of mostly young protesters who say peaceful demonstrations have failed to bring about any change. Police used pepper spray and batons. In panic scenes, fleeing protesters scrambled over each other, some falling to the ground. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Facebook may be close to putting a Federal Trade Commission investigation behind it, but it faces a variety of other probes in Europe and the United States, some of which could present it with an even bigger headache. While the $5 billion fine from the FTC, which Facebook has been expecting, is by far the largest the agency has levied on a technology company, the real worry for Facebook and its investors and companies that use it to advertise are the other restrictions and the government oversight that might come with it. This goes for other investigations as well, which span the globe from the European Union, Germany, Belgium, New York, Canada, and elsewhere. Beyond the regulatory investigations, Cowen's analyst John Blackledge notes that Facebook and other big companies are now facing broader antitrust concern. Though the scope of the involvement with the FTC investigation is unclear, Facebook has confirmed that it has received questions from the FBI and the Securities and Exchange Commission over Cambridge Analytica and says it's cooperating with the inquiry. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The president says he has no plans to cancel the Sunday ICE raids like he did the last time. USA's Wendy King has more.
The Trump administration is going ahead with targeted deportation raids in some cities starting on Sunday. Leaders in New York aren't lending a hand and instead are helping immigrants. Mayor Bill de Blasio said he doesn't know what to expect from ICE agents in his city on Sunday.
We have lawyers available for anyone who is targeted.
Speaking on WNYC Radio, he said illegal immigrants shouldn't be fearful of city employees.
No New York City government personnel will participate or assist ICE in any way.
Vice President Pence visited a Border Patrol facility on Friday where close to 400 men are being detained after being accused of crossing the border illegally.
People saying that families and children are being held in concentration camps is an outrage. The Nazis killed people. Our Customs and Border Protection, as you heard today, are saving lives every day.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
There's a new champion at Wimbledon as Simone Halep knocked off Serena Williams, stopping her from winning her 24th Grand Slam title. Halep got her first at the All England Club 6-2, 6-2 for her second major championship. Halep said she's very sure that was the best match of her life. Listen to us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.